Section 19. Governor, Democratic Party candidates. 4-year term, $98,600 salary. There are 10 candidates for the Democratic Party nomination for Oregon governor. 8 answered the questions by the deadline. Forrest, Fora, Alexander. 1. What experience and skills make you the best candidate for this office? While it is tempting to use this answer to list accomplishments, like my time on the Human Rights Commission of Austin or my work on congressional campaigns, I'd like to encourage a different framing for folks. If having a master's degree or being an Ivy League alum created effective leaders, our problems would have been solved long ago. Instead, we see a rise in homelessness, food prices, gas, groceries, tuition, the list goes on. Our leaders are far too often spending time deflecting or blaming federal officials for problems that existed before Trump ever decided to run. My skills as an educator, activist, worker, and clergy are what we need. My experience surviving this system as a trans woman is what we need. No more business as usual. 2. What are the most important issues for Oregon currently, and what would you do to address them? Affordability. My immediate focus is on revenue reform so that workers feel real gains from jobs they're already working. By adjusting our state income taxes, we can close the lion's share of our current funding gaps. Early 2027 will also be when we will institute our Healthcare of All program. I am deeply concerned that our current leadership will pass a watered-down, means-tested, ineffective version of the report supplied in September later this year. We have to stop working around the margins and provide real solutions now. I also intend to perform an audit within the first 6 months. The state can't keep writing blank checks for local groups to mismanage. 3. How do you propose to improve the effectiveness of Oregon's state government? I believe the most effective leaders are ones who understand the experiences of voters, because we have lived them as well. I have been on food stamps and OHP. I have had bad bosses and long hours. I have worked whatever job I could to survive. The urgency we lack in our leaders is due to them never having lived lives like ours. They have never had to choose between groceries and rent. My greatest strength is knowing I don't know everything. There is no one silver bullet that will fix all our problems overnight, and yet I know we could do more. I know because I see what you see. I see our neighbors outside while we spend billions on housing. I see healthcare services cut because the private market demands it. And like you, I'm sick of it. James Atkinson IV. 1. What experience and skills make you the best candidate for this office? My experience is unique. I am an inventor. I recently invented what is called the Endless Cup trademark, which creates 8 ounces of water in approximately 15 minutes. Having this option not only starts to end many of the water crises Oregonians face, but also allows me to reallocate the savings that would have been spent on those emergency issues to other areas of climate change. 2. What are the most important issues for Oregon currently, and what would you do to address them? The urban-rural divide, i.e. the Greater Idaho Movement, climate change, education, the justice system, and homelessness are the most important issues, although there are others. As governor, I would implement what I call adaptive governing to ensure the laws that affect these issues match each section of the state, both locally and regional. Implementing policies that fit the geography of the state, not party affiliation, is how we start to move forward as a state, be it education reform, justice reform, etc., to start to see an end to the issues that currently plague our state. 3. How do you propose to improve the effectiveness of Oregon's state government? My adaptive governing philosophy would utilize local action laws and other methods to ensure that bills that are passed work for each constituent of the state. We currently pass one-size-fits-all types of bills that neglect the needs of half of the population of the state. As governor, my goal is to show that once all constituents can agree on at least one aspect of an issue, that is how we move forward. That is how issues start to end. Cal Kishawi. 1. What experience and skills make you the best candidate for this office? N.A. 2. What are the most important issues for Oregon currently, and what would you do to address them? Education, trade school program, homeless, roadwork and construction, housing, medical, veterans, prisons, etc. 3. How do you propose to improve the effectiveness of Oregon's state government? Having any and all parties work together on every topic in every category to come up with solutions. Tina Kotek. 1. What experience and skills make you the best candidate for this office? I'm an advocate who believes in putting people at the center of everything I do. I began my career fighting hunger and working to make sure children have health insurance and working families have access to affordable child care. I carry that value of service to Oregonians into the office every single day. I'm focused on tackling big challenges and building a better future for everyone. When I was Speaker of the House, I passed paid family leave, raised the minimum wage, and set our 100% clean electricity goal. As governor, I've worked to build more housing, lower costs, and increase access to mental health and addiction care. I have visited all 36 counties and all 9 federally recognized tribes to hear directly from Oregonians. 2. What are the most important issues for Oregon currently, and what would you do to address them? Oregonians are focused on the basics: affordability, housing and homelessness, and access to mental health and addiction care. I've taken these challenges head-on by expanding shelter and affordable housing, preventing thousands of families from losing their homes, and increasing treatment capacity. Affordability is on the mind of every Oregonian, which is why I canceled freeway tolls, protected people from utility rate hikes, removed medical debt from hurting your credit score, and pushed back on predatory lenders. I'm standing up to President Trump's harmful policies, fighting back against cuts to the Oregon Health Plan and food assistance, and making clear that Oregon will protect our communities from intimidation and overreach by ICE. 3. How do you propose to improve the effectiveness of Oregon's state government? Improving effectiveness is rooted in accountability, focus, and coordination. It means listening to the state's customers and asking frontline workers for their suggestions to improve things. When we get audited, we implement the recommendations. I've set priorities and outcome targets on housing, mental health care, and education, and aligned state agencies to deliver results. I've set new expectations for customer service and worked to eliminate backlogs so Oregonians get faster responses. I passed a bill for fast-track permitting for major projects. I also believe in listening, which is why I visited all 36 counties to hear directly from all Oregonians. I'll keep cutting red tape and holding agencies accountable for results. Steve William Label. 1. What experience and skills make you the best candidate for this office? 20 years distinguished active duty United States Air Force career. Retired Mustang, enlisted to officer. Captain, USAF. Lauded by top Pentagon officials as the Outstanding Administrator of the Year, a worldwide selection process. White House Fellowship nominee, Clinton/Bush transition. 2 years as Chief of Administration. USAF Honor Guard with White House duties, Reagan administration. 3 years with Joint Chiefs of Staff, Pentagon. 5 years with the Commander-in-Chief Pacific, CINCPAC. Superintendent Publishing, HQ 15AF. President Parole/Clemency Board. MBA, Distinguished Graduate Leadership Academy, NJ. Adult Literacy Tutor. 2. What are the most important issues for Oregon currently, and what would you do to address them? Flagship top priority, as detailed on my website, CodelEmpire.com, spelled CodelEmpire.com. Day 1. By executive order, I will end the homelessness crisis, reclaiming our parks, our neighborhoods, our downtowns of our hometowns. Executive Order 2. I am ending property taxes for seniors and the worry, stress, and threat of the lien trap. Executive Order 3. I am implementing a new crowdsourcing funding paradigm that will allow the end of DMV tags/licensing, fishing and hunting licenses, day use fees, parking fees, and camping fees in our state parks. Moreover, through resource engineering, I will implement a thunderous steam engine income stream, funding 10 designated reservoirs/umbrellas, ending never-ending property levies, fire departments passing the boot for change, etc. 3. How do you propose to improve the effectiveness of Oregon's state government? Continued from previous question. Please see the Nuclear Option page on my website, CodelEmpire.com, spelled CodelEmpire.com. I am pre-positioning Oregon to a giving state. I am ending budget shortfall and haircuts. No longer will our stewards be asked to do less with less. Oregonians deserve a CEO. Staid, career politicians only go along to get along. If you always do as you've always done, you'll always get what you've always got. Make sense? For example, assimilation is a $2 billion failed mindset. I am a strategic innovator and tactical administrator. I am an Oregon native son, Ashland. Keynote listener. Dark horse candidate. Unbridled, unbought, unbroken. Let's govern or together. Steve William Label, MBA. Campaign HQ, CodelEmpire.com. Brittany Jones. 1. What experience and skills make you the best candidate for this office? I believe I am the best candidate for this office because I am a poverty-level, working-class Oregonian. I have lived the struggles, I have experienced the failures of the system firsthand. I am a veteran, small business owner, and a progressive political activist. I have served our country for years and want to continue serving to fight to make Oregon truly safe. It's time for the Democratic Party to find its spine. It's time for leadership that has a backbone that won't negotiate with fascist dictators. 2. What are the most important issues for Oregon currently, and what would you do to address them? There are so many things wrong with our state now, it's hard to choose top issues. As governor, I will have a team of people to help me handle every issue affecting Oregonians, from ICE accountability to tackling the homelessness epidemic. My stances are listed in depth on my policies page on my website. 3. How do you propose to improve the effectiveness of Oregon's state government? We need to audit each and every department. We have watched our tax dollars be collected with promises of what they will be used to fix. However, at the end of the day, those issues are not being resolved, and it's been mediocre in any progress towards improving. We need to find where the money is going and how we can redirect it to be effective for Oregonians. Tristan Shepherd. 1. What experience and skills make you the best candidate for this office? I am an Oregonian through and through. Born and raised in this state, I proudly call home. Growing up in a small town as the oldest child in a single-parent household, I learned responsibility, resilience, and the importance of serving others. I followed my passion into fire and EMS, serving with both volunteer and paid departments in urban and wildland environments. This experience strengthened my leadership, decision-making, and ability to stay calm under pressure. I value integrity, teamwork, and listening to all perspectives before making informed decisions that serve the community. 2. What are the most important issues for Oregon currently, and what would you do to address them? Oregon faces several pressing challenges that require practical solutions. Mental health, substance abuse, and the rise in unhoused individuals are among the most urgent. I support expanding access to mental health services, strengthening partnerships between emergency services and treatment providers, and increasing resources that help individuals transition into stable housing while maintaining accountability alongside treatment for substance abuse. Cost of living and support for small businesses are also critical. I would advocate for policies that reduce unnecessary burdens on small businesses, encourage responsible use of natural resources, and promote sustainable growth that supports you, Oregon families and communities. 3. How do you propose to improve the effectiveness of Oregon's state government? Improving the effectiveness of Oregon's state government requires accountability, transparency, and collaboration. I support reducing unnecessary bureaucracy, improving communication between agencies, and ensuring that decisions are based on data and community needs rather than partisan interests. I believe in a nonpartisan approach that focuses on results and places the most capable individuals in positions where they can best serve the public. By encouraging cooperation, streamlining processes, and holding agencies accountable for outcomes, we can create a more efficient government that better serves all Oregonians. Miranda Weigler. 1. What experience and skills make you the best candidate for this office? I bring 2 decades of systems thinking, civic education, and policy work to this race, combined with a lived experience of navigating the same economic pressures most Oregon families face. I hold an MA from the University of St. Andrews and an MSc in Political Sociology from the London School of Economics. I've built civic education programs, helped build Oregon's largest cannabis trade association, and created a debating program inside McLaren Youth Correctional Facility. I'm a single mother working two part-time jobs while running this campaign. I understand what it costs when systems fail, in time, dignity, and economic stability. That understanding shapes everything I'm running on. 2. What are the most important issues for Oregon currently, and what would you do to address them? Oregon faces overlapping crises: housing, healthcare, labor, climate, and civic trust that aren't discrete policy problems. They're interacting systemic failures. I'm focused on four areas: building a regenerative economy to replace the direction we lost when timber collapsed, applying a time and dignity standard to public services, measuring success by how long help takes and whether it treats people with respect, recognizing care infrastructure, childcare, elder care, disability support, as essential as roads, and using technology and better data design to reduce the friction ordinary Oregonians experience navigating public systems. These aren't programs, they're a different orientation toward governing. 3. How do you propose to improve the effectiveness of Oregon's state government? Oregon's next governor will inherit a significant budget shortfall and systems under real strain. That requires someone willing to make hard choices about what government should prioritize, not just manage what already exists. My background is outside the civil service, in academia, cannabis policy, civic education, and community work. I've navigated Oregon systems from the outside as someone living inside them, not administering them. I'd organize state agencies around a single question: does this make life more stable and dignified for Oregonians? Oregon's regenerative economy framework gives us a direction to align around, not just cutting, but building towards something coherent. Outcomes over process. Alignment over addition. The other two candidates for Oregon governor did not respond in time for their answers to be in this audio guide. It's possible that they may respond to the vote411.org online voters guide later. They are Donnie M. Beckwith and David W. Beam.